This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Great Saturday morning to you. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And we sit here, you know, on September 16th. The 2023 fall season has begun in Napa. You have the prime of the European Tour season going on at Wentworth for the BMW Championship, which is live on Golf Channel right now. Star phenom Ludvig Åberg out of Sweden leads the way at 12 under with Jon Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood, only two back. Charlie, we're in a very exciting place in the season, Ryder Cup and Solheim Cup here in a couple weeks. How's everything in your world?
You know, my world is so great, so great. I'm celebrating 51 years of marriage to the same lady.
Congratulations, Charlie.
That's really, really quite an accomplishment. We've had a charmed life, a blessed life. We've done everything we've wanted. We have two beautiful daughters and four beautiful grandchildren, a beautiful son-in-law. So, you know, my life is good. And then golf is at an all-time high. Not only, are we completing one season, going to another season, we've got the Solheim Cup, we've got the Ryder Cup, we've got all the good news that you need to have in golf that is really an incredible sport. And I'm just so happy to be part of it.
Well, Charlie, you know, it's important. There's so many important things to keep an eye on here over the next 7 weeks in the world of golf. When it comes to the next 7 weeks for the PGA Tour, you've got the players between 50 and 125 on the money list who have to stay in the 125 to keep their cards. On the European Tour, you have the possibility of Victor Hovland winning the DP World Tour Championship here in about 5 weeks. And capturing both the PGA Tour money list and the European Tour order of merit. But let's start in Napa, Charlie. You have Justin Thomas and Max Homa as the two American Ryder Cup members playing in Napa this week. There's a lot more European Ryder Cup representation at the BMW PGA. What have you seen over the years in the differences in the way Americans and Europeans prepare for the Ryder Cup?
Good question, and I haven't really been up close and personal with any team. I can remember the days when Freddie Couples made the team, and he was working with Dick Harmon, and Freddie just was kind of nonchalant, as he always is, and he didn't know what to expect. And then he came back from the Ryder Cup, and he just couldn't believe it. He said, this thing here is unbelievable. It caught him by surprise. So, you know, the modern-day Ryder Cup is quite something. You know, there's plenty of money to go around to do everything they want. Last week, the American team took a private jet all the way over to Italy, spent 3 days warming up.
And came back, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, they saw the golf course. Go ahead.
So then they have a 9-hour flight from Italy to California to play in the next tournament. I mean, the sport has never been so popular.
Yeah.
Everybody has, from Michael Jordan to all of the clubs in the country, have Ryder Cup championships or. You know, they play that at their own club, so it's going to be a well-watched, well-executed, and I can't wait for it to happen.
Isn't it amazing how this is now a sport that does not have an off-season? I mean, if you really think about it, we had a two-week break between the Tour Championship and Napa. We'll get a little bit of a break over Christmas, but overall, it's amazing how the PGA Tour ecosystem, how they've built this thing. In the spring, you know, the star players are duking it out down the stretch to finish in the top 30. And then in the fall, it's all these guys over the next 7 weeks who are going to be trying to keep their jobs.
You know, there's a famous movie called Follow the Sun, story of Ben Hogan. and this is back in the 50s, and I saw it in Argentina, and I'll never forget it. And that's what golf does. It follows the sun, yeah. And there's no stopping. It's Europe, United States, Australia, New Zealand, the Far East, China, Japan. So it's just incredible. People want entertainment. People like sport, and this has all of those in one. You know, it's competitive. It's fun. It's social. It's a great sport.
How about the captains, Charlie? You have Zach Johnson and Stuart Sink competing in the Fortinet, and then you have Eduardo Molinari, Francesco Molinari competing in the BMW PGA. Why is it important for the captains to keep up their playing schedule?
Because they love to play. They love to compete. Zach Johnson is one of the great competitors. Stuart Sink won one of the Open Championships at Turnberry and beat
all time
Tom Watson. I mean, so that it's ingrained in our blood. I love to compete. I'm competing next Monday and Tuesday in the Senior Series tournament.
It's incredible, Charlie.
You know, I said to myself, now why are you going to do this? For the love of the game, for the love of competition. And that's what everybody, for the most part, does, the love of competition.
Let's take one from Josh in Baytown. Charlie, everyone is making a big deal of Justin Thomas and Max Homa's performance this week in Napa. If you were a Ryder Cup captain, how much stock are you putting into their performance this weekend?
Nothing. They're still great players. They're going to play. I mean, is Roy McIlroy going to get kicked off the European Tour because he just barely made the cut in a tournament? You got to hand it to everybody. They want to compete. They want to play. There's action. And so it's just it's an individual sport, but, you know, we gather this time of the year and we celebrate it as a team sport, and we have America versus the world, so on and so forth. It's great television, great drama. The speeches are made, but the bottom line, it's who makes the most putts. Period.
And week to week, you know, we're not watching match play. We're watching 4 rounds of stroke play. It's a little bit different.
Right.
And the good news, Charlie, Justin Thomas seemingly back, 12th at the Wyndham. He's top 10 in Napa going into this weekend. That's very good to see. Very good to see.
Justin Thomas was never gone. Justin Thomas, you know, he ran into a little lull in his game. It happens to all the great players, from Jack Nicklaus to Arnold Palmer. You go certain couple, you know, just like the Houston Astros. They're in a slump. They can't beat the bad teams. They go down, you know.
But last night was terrible.
Painful.
That's how you're going.
But that's sport. I mean, think the biggest, you know, this week we had a great quarterback go from one team to the next team, and he's going to bring all this to the Jets that haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. We're full of expectations. And in the third play, he's out of the game. Out of the game for a year, and maybe he won't play again. That's, you know, the agony, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. It has it all. It's drama. It gets our mind away from a lot of the other things going on in the world. So, but it's great. John Rahm, watch him play golf. You know, he starts off slow, and then all of a sudden he makes birdies. So to answer your question, you know, 1 week to the next, these games can get hot and cold. Justin Thomas went through a lull, and you don't know why. I mean, he has personal problems, so on and so forth. You got Roy McIlroy that hasn't won a major in 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years.
10. So, and he's supposedly one of the all-time greats of the game of golf. But look at his slump he's in.
No. Well, still playing extremely well as far as regular season, but just the pressure.
No, he's not winning. For him, it's all about winning.
Yeah.
He's collecting money. He's collecting a paycheck, but you got to win.
Yeah. Two wins last year, that's not enough for Rory?
No.
No.
Not to be in the top echelon of the game. You know,
right.
John Rahm had four wins. Yeah.
Koepka, you know, 21.
So.
Charlie, how about a quick word from our friends at Insperity before we keep moving on to the golf?
Wow, what a company. Well, you know, Insperity established in 1986 as an HR company, and it has grown into a juggernaut, if you will. I mean, a huge company because it knows how to treat people. And the people that work for Insperity, they know that it's one of the leading companies in the country. And then the reason why is because they know how to treat their customers. And if you're a small business owner and you want to grow your business, and I'm sure you do, but you need that extra spark or you need that extra little encouragement or you need, you know, HR help, which is a specialty for Insperity, give them a call. Have them tell you what their story is, and you're going to be amazed. And they are going to be able to help you. Can you afford it? You can't afford not to. You've grown your business. Insperity, a company that is just incredible. Give them a shout.
When we come back, we'll discuss the full swing Netflix camera, not being able to get full access at the Ryder Cup. Later on, we'll answer more of your questions right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Nice to have you aboard here on a Saturday morning. Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. And Charlie, why is September 25th a day that everyone needs to have circled on the calendar?
Well, it's a day that I'm very proud of. I'm hosting a golf tournament that's going to raise money for scholarships for the Southern Texas PGA Junior Program and for the kids of Houston. And it's so rewarding, and it's all over South Texas, to be able to give back and help kids pursue not only their life streams of what they're going to do for a living, but also their sport. And these kids that we reward these scholarships to are members of the Houston Southern Texas PGA Junior Program. They play golf all the time. They're really dedicated to, number one, studies, and number two, to really improving their social life. So come out and join us. We got a room for a couple more teams. September 25th, the Golf Club of Houston, which is now in pristine shape because the good Lord saw it to water the golf course before my tournament. Isn't that great?
Unbelievable. How about the rain yesterday, Charlie?
The rain.
Finally.
It's here, and the green, the grass is coming back. The green is on the golf course, but the green for money we're raising is going for scholarships for kids to go out and choose their university and succeed. So call, you know, log on to Thomas at
No.
Okay,
T. Hutton at STPGA. com, or reach us at the Charlie Epps Golf Hour Twitter page at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter.
And I'm going to give you my cell number because I want you.
Don't give out your cell number on air. You can reach Thomas Hutton at T Hutton at PGAHQ.com, or you can reach the station at 713-224-2004. Charlie, not to interrupt you there, but I wouldn't give your personal cell.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're gonna have people calling you at 2 a.m.
My email address is cepps68@att.net. If you want more information, log on to that, and I'll send it to you.
You know, and it's just amazing, you know, if you browse over the last five shows that we've had 2022 Charlie Epps Scholarship recipients on the show over the last 5 weeks, all incredible individuals. And the SGPGA has just done an incredible job, $210,000 in 2023. And just on this scholarship alone, the Charlie Epps Scholarship, they raised $20,000 in year one. Last year they raised $40,000. So once again, if you want to get involved, get a team for September 25th. They'd love to have you out. Once again, reach Thomas Hutton at thutton@pgahq.com. And Charlie, not too far after that, you're going to have another event.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's just incredible that one after the other. We're going to have a very special guest here soon to kind of go over this event. Who is that?
None other than the restaurateur, Mr. Johnny Carrabba. There, he is the general chairman of the event, October the 9th, CanCare Classic, which really raises money for cancer survivors, and it's really a great organization. It's been going on for 30 years, and they have chosen to use me as their honoree, which I'm totally humbled. But we're going to have a great event. We got raffles. But it's at Memorial Park, the home of the Houston Open. We're going to play there on Monday, October the 9th. So log on to cancare.org/golf to get involved. We got a couple more spots, available, and we got a great auction. But more importantly, it's a gathering of great people of all over Houston that give their money and their time to raise money for people that really, really are in harm's way. And we're going to defeat cancer. So sign up.
And they're going to honor you, Charlie, at CanCare, as a cancer survivor. So hats off to you there. We continue moving on the world of golf. We'll keep you updated on the events here in the Houston area that you need to take part of. But we move forward with the golf. Charlie, Full Swing, the Netflix.
Yes.
What an impact this film had on the world of golf over the last year. We had executive producer Chad Mumm on before the release of the show, and they found that everyone who watched the show, golf basically got a 36% increase in viewership once this show was complete. I thought very well done. Did you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, sure did. It was very good. Very well done.
Now, Netflix wanted inside access to the Ryder Cup. They wanted the Ryder Cup to be a big part of season two. As we talked about in segment one, this is a big part of golf. But Zach Johnson came out and said this. It was one of those things where we gathered. I talked to every individual and laid out the scenarios. And they felt like it was all best to navigate this tournament in a matter of sacredness that the U.S. team needs to preserve. We're eliminating scenarios, quote, unquote. Would you let the cameras in your team room?
No.
Wow. You're a media guy, too.
I know it. But, there's a time and place for everything. And in these special places, they're going to let the cameras in the locker room at the Super Bowl. Do they let, you know?
They do.
There's a time and place for everything. I don't think that this is the time and place for the locker room to be invaded. You got to have some privacy, and I think to me that's my opinion.
Fair enough, Charlie. Fair enough. Now, Xander Schauffele's dad, Stephen Schauffele, made an interesting comment saying that the Schauffeles did not sign their original Ryder Cup agreement because Netflix had not been told no yet, and that the fact that the guys are not paid for the Netflix. Now, Charlie, first, what do you think about it in these sports like golf and tennis? It seems like the parents have a way bigger footprint on the athlete. Like in the MLB and the NFL, you don't hear parents come out and talk to the media, do you?
Sometimes they show up in a form of their agent. They all have agents, and they get involved. Sometimes they cross the line, and I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I just totally disagree with them. But the player, he's over 21. He's taking care. It's up to him.
Yeah.
Not to the parent.
No doubt. We go to Lee in Flower Mound. Charlie, now that the Ryder Cup teams are set with 2 weeks out, which team do you think wins the cup? Do you think the United States can bring it home?
Well, you know, I'm an American. I was born in this country. I served my time in the U.S. I support our flag. You know, it's all about the flag. This is what a Ryder Cup is all about. And so I'm backing the United States team. You know, 100%. But let's play the game and see who wins. And if the Europeans win, I'll cry and shake their hand.
Yeah. It's been since 1993 since the United States brought back the cup to home soil. Charlie, I like Europe in this matchup. I think they're the more stable team. Just look at the top three players on each team. For Europe, you have Rahm, McIlroy, and Hovland versus the top three for the U.S. is Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, and Patrick Cantlay. Do you find that all 12 need, you know, more or less all 12 need to have success, or do you have certain pieces of your team that kind of lead the way?
Well, that's, yeah, sure. There's going to be some momentum, and you can go back to the yesteryears of Arnold Palmer and Ben Hogan and all those guys. My good friend Dave Marr, who is the captain, they're all special people because they have accomplished special things in the game of golf, and each day is different, and so we got to play the game, and we all this hearsay, I don't know. All I know is it's going to be a great, spectacular way to watch golf, and even though it's in Italy this year, and I'll have to get up at 1:30 in the morning, and I'll tape it. It's a great celebration of, you know, and the two teams. When it's all over, they're going to shake hands. That's it.
Now there'll be no, as far as it's going to be a great battle, Charlie.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of emotion on the line, but I don't think the United States has their key players to really make this a controversial battle. Imagine if Bryson DeChambeau or Patrick Reed was on this American team.
That's,
you know,
history.
That's history.
It's what we have.
This will be a friendly Ryder Cup, is what you're saying.
It's not going to be bad because of – no, it's not going to be friendly, but because guys decided to do things they could.
Your question's on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, well, some breaking news overnight as far as one of my show partners is concerned. Brookside Equipment is now King Ranch, Ag and Turf, same management, same people, Tom and Adam Belimovich. Still have 9 Houston locations, and it is still the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Once again, this is King Ranch Ag and Turf, formerly known as Brookside Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the King Ranch Ag and Turf team are there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, their partners are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, King Ranch Ag and Turf has the deal that you need. Newer pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston Spring, Jersey Village, League City, go see them at one of their 9 locations and visit their website at brooksideusa.com. Slipped up again. I'm sorry. Once again, go see them at one of their 9 Houston locations and visit their website at kingranchagturf.com. Once again, that's kingranchagturf.com to check out any special deals at King Ranch Ag and Turf. All right, so the Ryder Cup is 2 weeks away. We have the Solheim Cup next week, and Stacey Lewis is going to be leading the team now. She's a 2-time major champion from College Station, Texas. I was able to interview her through the team at Insperity, another one of our partners, about 2 months ago, and talk about what she's looking forward to with the Solheim Cup. Let's roll that audio right here.
congratulations on the announcement that you would not only lead the team this year at the Solheim Cup, the Americans in Spain, but also next year in Virginia. You announced that in Washington, D.C., but have you had time to really digest what that means for your career?
No, not at all. Simple answer, no. I mean, it's just to join the list of that past of the past captains of women that I've looked up to in this game for so long, and to think that I'm there. I mean, it's pretty crazy. You know, I mean, it made sense. You know, the 23-24 being back to back to make the transition easy for the players. That was really why the decision was made, and we've in fact already started planning for 24. So it was pretty natural that it was going to happen, but just to think to get to do it twice, to have this honor of leading your team and something that, I mean, Stacy of 15 years ago, I mean, would not have been ready for this role, would not have been comfortable there doing speeches and doing all the things that are required. But now it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And I know the girls are excited, and, you know, I get a lot of questions about it every week. So it's a lot of fun.
So, Charlie, Stacy Lewis is going to lead a very successful United States team against the Europeans next week in Europe from the Solheim Cup. Overall, the Americans are 10-7. They have a 10-7 lead over the Europeans in the Solheim Cup. But more specifically for Stacy Lewis, obviously from Texas, what do these next 2 years mean to her? We saw her lead a great amateur team at the 21 Spirit. She'll lead the Americans to the Solheim Cup this year and next year at Robert Trent Jones, since it's on back-to-back years.
Well, Stacy is busy being a mother. That's one thing that she had a little daughter a couple years ago, and that takes away from her practice time, but the reward of having her daughter with her and all that, and her husband, it's changed her life. She has more things to worry about than just a 3-foot putt.
Yeah.
And her career, young career, might take flight again.
Yeah.
You know, once she's getting more stable, she's getting more comfortable. She just said that as far as being the captain of the Solheim Cup, the responsibilities that she has of worrying about 12 girls instead of just herself. You know, golf is a selfish game. To play it to play it at a high competitive level,
you have to be thinking about yourself.
You know, everything, and so the distractions, you know, hurt men on that side. Jack Nicklaus had Barbara to raise his family, and he could go out and tend to business, and then come back and enjoy his family. So those. The men's side of the game and the women's side of the game is completely different.
It really is. It really is. And once again, next week you can watch the Solheim Cup Finca Corsten Golf Course in Andalusia, Spain. Have you been over there, Charlie?
Yes, I've been there. I got married over there.
That's right.
51 years
51
ago.
51-year anniversary for Charlie Epps on the Rock of Gibraltar.
That's right.
How
you
about
can,
it?
You can see.
How many people can say they got married on the Rock of Gibraltar?
Two.
Yeah. What an experience. What an experience. And you really went on a whim, Charlie. Is that in the stories you've told me, this was unplanned? Did y'all have this vision, you and Judy?
No, I went over to Spain after being in the Army. It was offered an opportunity. I wanted to make golf my livelihood, not necessarily on the golf course, but become a club professional. I went over there at a resort and learned how to establish a resort and learned so much about the other side of the game and getting people to come to your facility. And so we were in Spain, and one thing led to another, and Judy and I met, and I must admit, I was head over heels real quick. I was, you know, my life was not going to be complete until I had a family, a beautiful wife and children, and I was blessed with two beautiful daughters, as you well know. And we're celebrating my grandson's commitment to TCU this week. So it's just been a full circle. So the time in Spain was just so rewarding, and I came home with a treasure.
Incredible. 51 years. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Epps. That's incredible. Right. Enjoy the day, Charlie. Let's get to some questions here. We got Vernon Lake Charles. Charlie, I'm having trouble hitting my landing spots around the greens. I often fly it too far and the chip rolls out past the hole. What are some ways that I can improve this?
Well, number one, you know, and Jack Nicklaus would tell you that you always have to have a number in your mind, and your mind is going to react to what you tell it, and you got to be distance specific, 75 yards, 150 yards. Then you have your target, and your mind will react to that. It's just like you sit in your car and you get on the freeway, and without even knowing, you know the speed limit 70 miles an hour. Without looking at the speedometer, your foot knows where 70 is, and it knows where 75, and so your foot will tell you, but you better lay off. Because we're trained, we see the signs, speed limit 75, speed limit 35, speed limit school zone.
But once again, if you never drive, you lose that feel, don't you, Charlie?
That's right. Yeah, you got to practice that and practice it, on the golf course. But distance specific, target specific.
Next one's from Kelly in Houston. Charlie, in what situations do you change your ball position when it comes to full swing shots?
Well, it's the conditions govern what you can do. The lie the ball is sitting on, the conditions of the wind, is the wind into you? Is it behind you? Is it to your favor? Is it coming out of the right, coming out of the left? So you can control the ball flight with ball position. You can learn to flight the ball down. You're going to place the ball further back towards your right heel. You're going to put more weight on the left foot to really trap the ball a little more. Now, if you got the wind with you, you can play the ball more forward, hit up on it a little, and get the ball in the stratosphere and let the wind take it. You know, you can do that with your driver. Tee the ball higher, put the ball forward off your left toe if you're right-handed, and swing up on it, and you want the launch angle. The launch angle, you know, the rocket goes up at 90 degrees. Your driver is at the launch angle of 12 to 14 degrees is good. You know, if you want to hit it higher, you go to 15 to 18 degrees. You tee it higher, lay back, hit it off your right foot.
Well, we'll get to more teaching questions on the other side. Let's get you a quick leaderboard update at the BMW PGA. Thomas Dietrich and Ludwig Åberg tied at the top at 12 under with John Rahm, with Masters champion John Rahm and Tommy Fleetwood one shot back of the lead at 11 under. Once again, you can watch the BMW PGA live on Golf Channel right now. And later on today out of Napa, you'll be able to watch the Fortinet Championship, where Sahith Theegala is in a tie with S.H. Kim, both of them. Just Sahith. Sahith will be going for his first PGA Tour victory. SH will be going for his second. We'll get you updated on both those leaderboards on the other side right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, before we keep rolling on the golf, let me tell you about my friends over at Remind Support. Hi, this is Will Doctor. If you're struggling with depression or bipolar disorder, Remind Support offers free and confidential and safe support groups in the Houston area for those living with an illness that is devastating so many millions worldwide. Whether you are someone that prefers virtual medicine or someone that prefers face-to-face interaction, Remind accommodates either option. Groups meet online or at a location around the area with a licensed mental health professional leading them. These groups are filled with comfort, hope, and social support with peers. There is no cost to attend, and finding your class is simple. Visit remindsupport.org and type in your zip code to find a location near you, or sign up for an online class at a day and time that is convenient. No one should have to suffer through their mental health alone. But with Remind Support, Free support is here for you. Go to www.remindsupport.org. Once again, that's www.remindsupport.org. We continue on the golf year. Three different things to pay attention to this fall. Number one is the PGA Tour fall season. You have a seven-tournament series where everyone who is outside of the top 50 on the FedEx Cup standings is trying to retain their cards as well as qualify for some of those signature events in the spring. Arnold's event, Jack's event, you know, that's what they're playing for in the fall here, Charlie. And you've got some, you know, you've got guys like Jimmy Walker, Charlie Hoffman, some good established veterans who are in a position this fall where they need to play well in order to retain their cards.
That's one of the downsides of the system that they have. But you can still, you know, you still have a chance. You know, a guy like Jimmy Walker, who had the unfortunate happening where he acquired Lyme's disease, both he and his wife, and he had just won his major championship, the PGA at Baltusrol, one of the great victories, and he comes down, and now he's coming back. He'll always be a member of the PGA Tour because he's a tour winner.
PGA champion.
And it's exactly, and a PGA champion, and he'll get some invites. But there's some guys, you know, that you lose your job.
Yeah.
And then you got to fight your way back through invitations for qualifying on Monday. But
Q school's around the corner, Charlie.
Yeah.
The top five at Q school now will get their PGA Tour cards.
Top five. It used to be 30.
Well, but we're going in a good direction, Charlie, because for the last, 10 years, the Q School was only for Korn Ferry Tour guys. You couldn't qualify for the PGA Tour through Korn Ferry Tour. Well, do you think that we need to have a larger PGA Tour Q School?
No.
Does there need to be a Q School that's specific for the PGA Tour, not just five players?
They have to have it some way, an open area where everybody has an equal chance to qualify.
Well, you have the Monday qualifiers and full field events.
But they still have to have a way to qualify for the event. And so through the tour school, through the new university program,
yep,
which is incredible, they give cards out for people that finish in the top five of the European tour, because that's the
top 10.
Top 10. That's a relationship between Europe and the United States.
And that's new.
And so those are different ways. It's a crowded sport. You know, we probably need the American League and the National League.
Right.
And just like baseball, just like football, they have, you know, two leagues, and they narrow it down. And maybe with the help of LIV, they can do this. Okay, you know, we can have a tournament going on in California and a tournament going on in Florida, and you know, time zone, it won't hurt anything.
Well, that's what you're seeing this week with Napa and,
right,
and England, Charlie. Yep. We're two incredible events. You've got Justin Thomas and Max Homa contending in one, and Ludvig Åberg and John Rahm in the other. And you know, just to Charlie, then go ahead.
Not to interrupt. But
no, of course.
We have televisions going on here in the studio. Give me your take on primetime.
On Deion Sanders?
Prime time.
I really like him, Charlie. You color me obsessed with Deion Sanders. I think it's so cool how his son's the quarterback and he's performing well. I think he adds a little bit of his own character and flavor to every interview he does. And he's a guy that played the game and knows the game very well. Do you like him?
I love him. When he first came on scene, a football player, baseball player. He was getting, you know, he'd finish a baseball game and get in a jet and fly to Tampa and play a football game.
Charlie, he played in a Super Bowl with the Cowboys and a World Series with the Yankees.
That's it. I mean, he's accomplished so much. And his personality, I love. I mean, it's flamboyant, but it's the truth. He backs it up. He's on the stage. He goes out and performs. He just didn't talk about it. He's a performer.
He did.
And now he's spreading his broad, how would you call it?
His energy, his
personality.
I think you had it. His bravado.
Bravado.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's going to help kids, and some of them are going to misuse it, but he loves his country and he loves his mother.
And Charlie, 53 new names on the Colorado roster. It's not easy to get all 53 of those guys together, get them on the same page that quick, and start winning football games, and they're doing that. They're doing that.
You know, once again, you know, one of the great things that we're doing in our country is diversification. We're making sure everybody's included and has a chance to reap the rewards of hard work and improving your lot and lot in life. And Deion Sanders is proven that. Sure, he might not be the father image that I would want, but man, he's fun to be around.
Oh, his son's the quarterback,
and you teach him. He teaches the gospel.
Yeah,
you know, he's a Christian, and so it's a move over, everybody.
Yeah,
because the new who coaches
it's the new era. It's the new era. It's the Deion era.
Yeah, who coaches at Alabama?
Nick Saban.
He's history.
Yeah, that was a horrible loss last week, Alabama to Texas. Now, Charlie, the Colorado State coach,
yes.
Colorado plays Colorado State today. What's the Colorado State Jay Norvell?
Yeah.
Jay Norvell. Okay, now he said that Deion needs to take off his sunglasses and take off his hat when he sits down to talk to the press. You're a Deion fan. We've learned that over the last 5 minutes. Is there an etiquette with the media that he needs to follow?
Well, no, etiquette in life. It's not the media, it's a life. And my mother and my father taught me, you know, take your hat off indoors. Sunglasses are sunglasses to be used unless you have an impediment.
I've seen you rock the shades through this entire show for 1 hour.
Yeah.
With the aviators.
Because I had a bad night. No. You know, life, you know, it's so full of great people, and we're all not alike, but we all want the best. And what Deion Sanders is doing, my hat's off to him. He's awakened a way to coach and teach in a different way, and he's doing it.
He is. Now, Dusty Baker, Charlie, little bit of a different story. The Astros, I'm not liking these inconsistencies that we're seeing going into the playoffs. We're not getting Chaz McCormick full-time in center field. The rotation is so sketchy. Hunter Brown can, you know, he did win his last start, but he's had a lot of trouble. The back end of this rotation is banged up. What do they need to do? You've watched the Astros for a long time. How are they going to become a little bit more consistent come playoff time?
Well, number one, how many teams have gone back-to-back winning the World Series?
No, you're right. They didn't go back-to-back. They did 17, okay. And they did 22. Yeah. But they went. They appeared in the World Series.
But how many have gone back-to-back? The Yankees in the history of the game? Not many. And I think they're a product of their success. The players are not as sharp as they were. Our pitching is not as sharp. The ball is not bouncing our way. So it's going to be hard for them to get back to that pinnacle. And it's not that they're not trying. Dusty, to me, he knows what he's doing. He's resting his players. He's trying to save them for the playoffs, because that's when baseball really starts, in the playoffs. That's when you go after that big trophy. So he's got to manage the way he fits. And he's a surly veteran, but he knows what he's doing.
Charlie, last question for you as far as the baseball is concerned. Catcher, most important position on the field, Yonier Diaz, by the numbers, has obviously been the better catcher. Martin Maldonado or Yonier Diaz?
It's what the pitcher wants. The pitcher likes Maldonado. Verlander likes that. So that, to me, has a lot to say.
Great work today, Charlie. Great work, Justin, behind the ones and twos. We'll see you next Saturday here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
Ciao, everybody.